T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From NFL.com, from NFL Network. Also, Move the Sticks podcast that he does with Daniel Jeremiah. Let's bring into the program Bucky Brooks. Bucky, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Doing all right, Bucky. After 2 weeks of preseason football, in your opinion, of course, who has been the most impressive of the rookie quarterbacks?
It's tough because they've been impressive in their own right. I would say Daniel Jones has probably been the most impressive. And part of that may be due to all of the conversation that surrounded his selection at number 6 overall with the New York Giants. I think a lot of people overreacted to the fact that he was a top 10 pick. A lot of people dismissed what he was able to do at Duke. And I think he kind of got a bad rep from the outside before he got a chance to play. And I think what we've seen since he's played is, look, he's smart as a whip. He does a good job of managing the offense. He probably has more arm talent than we gave him credit for. And overall, with Pat Shurmur managing and directing this offense, Daniel Jones looks like a legitimate first-round pick, and he looks like someone that they should be excited about as a future franchise quarterback.
Hey, Bucky, from what you've seen, are you buying into the Cleveland Browns this year?
You know, I like Cleveland. I think Cleveland has a lot of talent. I think when you look at them on paper, they have an A-level roster. They have talent on both sides of the ball. They've got explosive playmakers on offense and Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. The X factor would be Kareem Hunt when he returns. On defense, they're loaded. Sheldon Richardson is kind of an underrated signing to go with Myles Garrett and some of the other guys they have. So to me, they don't have any reason not to be in the conversation. I think the big thing will be, how does Baker Mayfield handle his sophomore season? Now that everyone has seen him on tape, everyone has seen him in the offense that they're running, how does he handle the adjustments that defensive coordinators make to him? And then how does Freddie Kitchens manage all of these personalities? Because on offense, he has a lot of people that are used to touching the ball a ton of times. How do you manage that when you only have 70 to 72 plays a game?
I guess you could call the Steelers and ask. What do you think of the Steelers this year? Because, Bucky, we haven't heard anything about the Steelers. It's quiet up there, and they're probably just enjoying life.
Yeah, no, I think the Steelers are a team that it's a rare that has happened, but I think addition by subtraction has been good for them. Meaning, I think they may have a better overall team, even though they may not be as talented as the team that we saw last year. I just believe the chemistry and the connection that they have, the fact that everything is quiet, the fact that, look, a lot of people put Mike Tomlin under the gun for the way that their team kind of behaved last year and the way they fell apart. And I think sometimes when you challenge a coach in that light, he comes back with a steely focus. I think this is a very focused team. I think you see the best that we've seen from Ben Roethlisberger. And part of that is to kind of set the record straight on how they do business in Pittsburgh. I look for the Steelers to be right in the mix when we talk about the teams that are legitimate contenders in the end.
What have you been seeing from Sam Darnold? Is he getting a lot of good play? Got a lot of good pub out of New York.
Yeah, he is getting a lot of good pub. I think the one thing that we know about Adam Gase is Adam Gase does a great job of elevating quarterbacks. He can take a quarterback and put him in situations where he can string together completion. The New York Jets have seen Sam Darnold make strides from year one to year two. He has looked good in the preseason. The ball is coming out. He's decisive. He appears to have a really good feel for where he's going with his first and second reads. I think the big thing will happen when we get to see Le'Veon Bell on this offense. How does Adam Gase use Le'Veon Bell and the variety of skills that he brings to the table? Because I still expect the offense to run through Bell, but Sam Darnold is playing at such a level that I do believe we can see him kind of take over more ownership of this offense as the season goes on.
Now, Bucky, you've seen 2 preseason games. What do you think of the Ravens?
You know, I like what the Ravens are doing. I think what the Ravens are doing is something that's a bit of a trend that we see in the team building process going forward. As an executive, you know, for a long time, Vinny, when you were in the league, you're always trying to stay one step ahead of the pocket. And I believe from a personal standpoint, I think Baltimore is doing something that's almost collegiate in nature. One, the way that they stockpile their quarterback room with Lamar Jackson, RG3, Trace McSorley. You have three quarterbacks that can run the same offense. So the things that they're doing, when John Harbaugh talked about creating a revolutionary offense, they should be able to do it with whoever's in the game if Lamar Jackson isn't available. Secondly, I think they've added a lot of weapons that are explosive on offense. And they're explosive in systems that we've seen them in college that mirror what Baltimore is going to do. Up-tempo, spread, some option-type stuff. I think you're seeing guys that are just kind of graduating from college to another collegiate-type offense, so there shouldn't be the drop-off that some guys experience when they're trying to transition into the league. And then finally, I just believe they're putting an offense around Lamar Jackson that is going to let him be the best version of himself, whatever that version is. I don't think they're trying to put him in the box and make him maybe a traditional NFL quarterback. I think they're trying to meet him halfway and allow him to be the guy that won the Heisman Trophy, that lit it up at Louisville, and that was the guy that also led them to the playoffs at a time when no one thought Baltimore was going to sneak into the playoffs last year.
Bucky Brooks joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, does the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah. Also read him on NFL.com, see him on NFL Network. Let's talk about a couple of other second-year quarterbacks, Josh Rosen now in Miami, Josh Allen in Buffalo. Who would you be more comfortable with right now, Bucky, running your team?
Look, this doesn't have anything to do with talent, but I would say Josh Allen right now, and a lot of it has to do with what Buffalo has done around him. When I watched Buffalo play against the Carolina Panthers last weekend, the ball is coming out quicker, a lot of right now throws, bubble screens, quicks. You got the running game that is still kind of anchoring it. I'm beginning to see Josh Allen kind of play with the decisiveness and confidence that you need to see from a starting quarterback. Josh Rosen, I think, will eventually get there. He's still trying to find his way in the Miami Dolphins version of the Patriots offense, and that can be a little complex for some young guys. I think he'll get there, but right now I'll kind of put my money on Josh Allen being a notch above Josh Rosen at this stage.
What did you think of Kyler Murray the other night? I mean, you know, with the false start penalties, with the hand clapping, and he had a rough day.
Yeah, he had a rough day, and I think Kyler Murray deserves some criticism for how he played, but I think the biggest criticism should probably go to Cliff Kingsbury. I know Cliff Kingsbury has come out and said, look, we're not really trying to show anything that we're doing with our version of the air raid until we get to the regular season. But Vinny, look, guys, we know you can't hide it. You got to put it out there. Your guys have to be comfortable in what they're doing. So maybe you show a base level version of what you're going to do. But I think the thing that stands out when I watch the Cardinals play, they don't have a lot of protection. And so once NFL defensive coordinators figure out how you're protecting the quarterback, they attack your protection. And so if Cliff Kingsbury doesn't have a deep reservoir of protections and different ways that he can protect the quarterback, Kyler Murray is going to get pummeled in the pocket. And so we will see how good, how advanced Cliff Kingsbury is as he makes the adjustment to the NFL, because right now I'm a little concerned with the personnel they have and the schematics that it's going to be tough for the young quarterback to play well.
All right, one of the bigger questions, Bucky, is how's Carolina going to be? I know it's Mac's first year. Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I've stayed in contact with all my guys because Coach Brown has brought all those guys back from when we were there, so they're all in the building. My expectation from Carolina football, when Coach Brown comes back, he's just there to kind of settle the program. I would kind of equate it to when Joe Gibbs went back to Washington.
Yep.
Some of it was about his acumen, but a lot of it was about, he knows what it looks like. He knows what it should look like, and he can kind of get the program moving in that direction. I believe Coach Brown is back at Carolina to do that. I'm not saying they're going to win at the high level, but he's going to get it going the right direction. So when he does maybe step away, the next person will be able to take it to the next level.
Bucky, tell everybody about the podcast.
Hey, so you can check out the Move the Sticks podcast. Once we get to the regular season, it will be three releases, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, just covering everything NFL-related and NFL draft related.
He's Bucky Brooks. Bucky, we appreciate your time. We'll be talking to you throughout the season.
Thanks, Bucky.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Yep. You got it. Bucky Brooks, NFL.com, also NFL Network, and the Move the Sticks podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.